Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what is your favorite Bible verse? A recent Pew Research poll determined the top three verses, the top three choices. Coming in third place was Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. In second place was John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In first place was Psalm 23, the beloved shepherd psalm. This is the text that we will look at for the next 7 weeks during this season of Easter and our prayer service. We're doing this for the entire season of Easter. Yes, Easter is more than just a day. It's an entire season that lasts for 7 Wednesdays, for 40 days. During this time, as we go from Easter to Ascension, we celebrate our shepherd God. We celebrate Jesus Christ, who has risen for you and me. You know, the 23rd Psalm is a favorite to many because it brings comfort and peace. Many Jews and Christians have it memorized, and it's often set to music and used for funeral services. In the Psalm, we see and listen to David as he paints a beautiful picture of God. A picture that draws us ever closer to this God who is my shepherd. The first words tells us clearly that God is my shepherd. The author, David, who himself was a shepherd, conveys the image of God as his personal shepherd. A shepherd who cares for you, is concerned about you, and considers your every need. David wants us to have a clear and concrete picture of who God is. He is tangible, touchable, and true. He is comforting, consoling, and committed to you. He is not like gods of this earth. He is not like a genie in a bottle or not like a Santa Claus who calls you to come and sit upon his lap. No, we have a God who is above all gods. And as powerful and mighty as he is our shepherd. A shepherd who touches with his hands of love and mercy the downtrodden, the downcast, and the disheartened. That's you. That's me. In this psalm, David devotes the entire psalm to explaining the first two words, the Lord. The Lord is the one who made himself known to Moses, another shepherd, in the burning bush and in the splitting of the Red Sea. Samuel heard the voice of the Lord as a little lad staying in the temple. Jeremiah was comforted by him in a prison cell. And Isaiah saw his glory as the temple shook by his presence. David spent time with him while he fought the lion, the bear, and Goliath, and as he served and was chased by King Saul. David especially knew the Lord and desired to spend every moment with this shepherd God. That's why you hear him say, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. That is why he teaches us about his shepherd God who brings him peace, saying, but with you there is forgiveness that you may be feared. For this reason, David spoke of God's salvation, stating, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation. The Lord is my shepherd," David proclaims. And that is our proclamation as well. Not just today, but every day of our lives. The Lord is the shepherd who cares for his sheep because they need caring. You see, sheep are finicky and fussy. A sheep will not lay down if it is uneasy, fearful, or restless. That's why Jesus says, "Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He leads us in green pastures, and he leads us beside still waters of serenity and peace. And the reality is, sheep are dumb and determined. They are all of God's creatures, the least to take care of themselves. They have no way to defend themselves, no claws and fangs to bite. They can't outrun their attackers. They can't even clean themselves, and they often get themselves into predicaments they can't get out of. Doesn't that remind you of us? His sheep? How often we try to do it our own way or tell God that we know better. It's true. Many of us follow the theology of Frank Sinatra. "I did it my way." Yes, we humans want to do things our way. Forget the easy way. Forget the common way. Forget the best way. Forget God's way. We want to do things our way. And the Bible is very clear that this is our downfall and our demise. Isaiah, he put it this way. "We all are like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way." Oh, how often we wander from the fold. But the faithful shepherd comes after each and every one of us to rescue. He comes to bail us out of our own way that leads to death. That is why today, you need to remember your shepherd, the one from whom your shepherd, who from today, from day one, has been ready and waiting to come to you, to aid you, and to rescue you. He came to the lost sheep in the Garden of Eden and promised deliverance. He told Moses that he would send a prophet from his own people. God himself would be our shepherd, who would be faithful and true to his people. God sent his own son and David's heir, Jesus, to be our eternal shepherd, who would care for all of humanity and deliver them from the power of the devil and from death. In the Gospel of Matthew, we hear this. "When he," Jesus, "saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd." In John chapter 10, Jesus taught the multitude, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep." This faithful, good shepherd did lay down his life for the sheep, for you and me on the splinter of Calvary's wood. He died for the sake of the sheep, and he gave his life for you, his sheep, by laying in a cold and dark grave. But he rose. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. He rose from that dark, cold prison of death on Sunday morning. He rose for you, his sheep, so that you would have the forgiveness of sins, salvation, even life everlasting. David got it right when he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." And so do we. We confess and declare the same. Jesus Christ is my shepherd. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.